You know, Bernie, I have to say, you know, Chris and I, talking about Connie Kalita and Kalita's flying service, was what his car was called. We go to Englishtown twice a year for the swap meet. I understand that on the flying service end of things, you've actually flown yourself to Englishtown from races. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, I have a small airplane. I got a Cherokee 150. The airstrip is right next to the drag strip.
Sure is.
Wait, who's got it better than that?
No.
And traffic is non-existent.
So you had somebody drive the truck and trailer with the car.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, that was one time that, before I had my own plane. I flew with somebody else there.
Okay.
After I stopped racing, I just fly myself there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, wow.
Chris, we got to do that for the swap meet. We got to just fly in, get our stuff, fly out.
Yeah. Well, I can't carry a heck of a lot.
I was going to say, we need a bigger plane.
Right. Yeah. We can do that.
Take all the stuff we buy and drag it back. Yeah. Wow. How'd you get into flying, Bern?
Oh, it's something I always wanted to do. And I guess when my children were growing up, some and on their own, pretty much, that my wife says to me, look, you always wanted to do it. And God bless her. And, why don't you go for it? You know, and at the time, I could afford it.
Yeah.
And so I did, and I love it. You know, I love flying. Sure. It's the one thing about it, drag racing, you're only in that car for a few seconds. Flying, you can at least enjoy it, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's why a lot of people that we know who enjoy, you know, road racing and, you know, SCCA and IMSA racing, they like that better because you're in the car for many laps at a time. Yeah. You spend some more time in the car. But, hey, it's all fun. It's all good.
Oh, sure. I mean, drag racing really gets your heart pumping and concentrate on winning and what you got to do to leave the line and stage correctly and, you know, you've been there.